Thank you, Dr. Ritchie, and good morning, everyone. Let's start with high temperature stress in wheat. High temperature is a major environmental factor that limits yield in wheat. High temperatures of 30 to 40 degrees Celsius decrease yields by 50% or more. And this high temperature stress is brought about by increases in daytime maximum temperature or increases in nighttime minimum temperature. If you look at this map, the red circles indicate increase in temperature by 5, 3 or 1 degree Celsius. The upper map shows the trends in maximum temperature and the lower map shows the trends in minimum temperature. And here we can see that more regions on the globe were affected by increases in nighttime minimum temperature rather than increases in daytime maximum temperature. If you go to these graphs, here we can see that over 100 years, increase in daytime maximum temperature was 0.88 degrees Celsius, whereas increase in nighttime minimum temperature was 1.86 degrees Celsius, which shows that increase in nighttime minimum temperature was greater than the increase in daytime maximum temperature. Climate models predict similar trends for the future also. Therefore, understanding the responses of wheat plants to high day and night temperatures is critical to anticipate the impacts of climate change on wheat production and also to develop appropriate management practices. Cell membranes are one of the prime targets of heat stress in any organism. Under optimum temperature conditions, cell membranes are in a fluid phase like this. And I would like to draw your attention to these particular components of cell membranes, which are membrane lipids. And they have a head group and a fatty acid tail. High temperature causes many changes to the structure and composition of cell membranes. And it also leads to phase transition from fluid phase like this to other phases such as hexagonal phase like this. This results in serious damage to cell membranes, which includes increased membrane permeability and membrane leakiness. And all these changes will be negatively influencing almost all the physiological traits in the plant. And collectively, all these damage will result in loss of yield. Therefore, the objectives of our study were to quantify the effects of high day and night temperatures on membrane lipid profile, identify those lipids that are associated with high temperature tolerance, and also to determine the relation between changes in lipid profile and physiological traits. The experiments were conducted under controlled environments in growth chambers. We had two wintergreen genotypes, Wendtner, the heat tolerant one, and Cal92, the heat susceptible genotype. These were the four temperature regimes we used. High temperature was imposed at the onset of flowering and it continued for 12 days. These were the various traits we measured. We did membrane lipid profiling through electrospray ionization tandem mass spectrometry. We quantified ROS and MDA using Cell Biolabs assay kits. Reactive oxygen species, or ROS, are highly reactive molecules that contain oxygen. These molecules are increasingly produced under stress conditions, and they cause serious damage to cells or tissues, which are collectively known as oxidative damage. One of the major oxidative damages is the peroxidation happening to lipids. MDA or malondialdehyde is the product of lipid peroxidation. Therefore, quantification of ROS or MDA are ways to quantify stress or impact of stress. We quantified membrane stability index using electrolyte leakage method by a conductivity meter. And we measured thylakoid membrane damage by measuring chlorophyll fluorescence using a fluorometer. We measured leaf level photosynthesis using LI6400 photosynthesis system. All these measurements were made on wheat leaves on days 1, 6, and 12 during the stress period and day 4 during the recovery period. And yield traits were measured at maturity. experimental design was RCBD with a split plot treatment structure. Now, let's move on to our results. Here we have three yield traits, seed set, grain number, and grain yield. On the x-axis, we have different temperature regimes. The red bars indicate the susceptible genotype Cal92, and the blue bars indicate the tolerant genotype Wendtner. And here we can see that all the three yield traits, seed set, grain number, and grain yield, significantly decreased under HN, HD, and HDN in case of both genotypes. That means Wendtner did not show a complete tolerance to high temperature. But if you look at the percentage decline values, those values were greater for the susceptible genotype, which shows that Wendtner had a partial tolerance or greater tolerance compared to the susceptible genotype. Now, the physiological traits. Here we have thylakoid membrane damage, which was measured as ratio of minimum fluorescence to maximum fluorescence. Thylakoid membrane damage significantly increased under HD and HDN in case of both genotypes. And similarly, photosynthesis significantly decreased under HN, HD, and HDN for both genotypes. Now, three other physiological traits: membrane stability index, MDA content, and ROS content. Membrane stability index significantly decreased under HDN in case of the susceptible genotype. MDA and ROS contents, which are stress indicators, significantly increased under HN, HD, and HDN for the susceptible genotype. And when we come to here, we can see that the tolerant genotype showed a tolerance in terms of these three physiological traits. Now, let's go deeper to the membrane lipid profile. Here we have three plastidic lipids, MGDG, PEG, and SQDG. The stars above the bars indicate whether the genotypes were significantly different at that particular temperature regime. Here we can see that MGDG, PEG, and SQDG significantly decreased under high temperature stress in both genotypes. These lipids are important constituents of photosynthetic chloroplast membranes. So any decrease in these lipids will be associated with a decrease in photosynthetic rate. And in here, both genotypes suffered from a decline in these three lipids. But if you look at the percentage decline values, we can see that Cal92 suffered from greater decline of these lipids compared to Wendtner. And Wendtner had increased amount of PG at HD and HDN and increased SQDG at HN, HD and HDN compared to Cal. Now, three extra plastidic lipids, PE, PC, and ASG. If we look at the trends of PE, we can see that PE decreased under high temperature stress in both genotypes. PE is a phospholipid which causes destabilization of membranes, and it also causes phase transition of membranes from fluid phase to hexagonal phase, which is bad. So here, both genotypes try to decrease the amount of PE at high temperature stress, but Wendtner has increased ability for doing that at high temperature stress. And when we come to ASG, it's a sterol lipid, and it functions as a storage form of lipid or as a transporter or a signaling molecule. It plays a crucial role in the adaptation to abiotic stresses. So here, both genotypes try to increase the amount of ASG at high temperature stress, but Wendtner had increased ASG at HD and HDN compared to Cal. Now, the oxylipins. Oxylipins are lipids with oxidized fatty acid chains. They are produced by enzymatically or non-enzymatically. The non-enzymatic production of oxylipins is through the action of ROS. And in the previous slides, we saw that ROS content significantly increased under high temperature stress in case of the susceptible genotype. And here also, we can see a similar trend. Oxylipin amount increased under high temperature stress in case of both genotypes. But Wendtner, Cal92, the susceptible genotype, had increased amount of oxylipins than the tolerant one at HD and HDN. This shows that the susceptible genotype suffered from a greater degree of oxidative damage than the tolerant one. Now, let's go to the individual lipid molecular species. So here we have two lipid classes, PE and PC, and on the x-axis we have individual lipid molecular species. So if we see PC 32 is to 0, that means that lipid molecular species has 32 carbons and 0 number of double bonds, which means that it's a saturated lipid. So one way by which plants try to adapt to high temperature stress is by decreasing the degree of unsaturation. Here, both genotypes try to achieve that by two ways. One, by increasing the amount of unsaturated species or less unsaturated species, such as PC320, PC341 or 361, or PE341. Or by increasing the amount of more unsaturated lipid species, such as PC365 or PE365. And Wendtner had increased ability for doing this. Now, ASG. Here we have, on the x-axis, we have three saturated species of ASG. All of them did not contain any double bonds. So both genotypes try to increase the amount of these saturated lipid species at high temperature stress. Cytosterol 16:0 was the major component of ASG, and Wendtner had increased amount of that lipid at HD and HDN. If you look at the percentage increase values, we can see that Wendtner had increased ability for increasing the amount of these saturated lipid species than the susceptible genotype. Now, let's see how the changes in membrane lipid profile were related to physiological traits. We can see that we got significant correlations with correlation coefficient greater than 0.5 absolute value between lipids and physiological traits. For example, membrane stability index had positive correlations with MGDG, PG, SQDG, and PC, and a negative correlation with oxalipins. MGDG, PG, SQDG, and PC are important constituents of photosynthetic thylakoid membranes or other membranes such as plasma membrane or tonoplast. So those lipids had a positive correlation with membrane stability. As we saw earlier, oxalipins are stress indicators, so they had a negative correlation with membrane stability. MGDG, PG, and SQDG are major constituents of photosynthetic thylakoid membranes, so they had a positive correlation with photosynthesis. For the same reason, they had negative correlation with thylakoid membrane damage. Coming to conclusions, high temperature resulted in changes in membrane lipid composition and decreases in the degree of unsaturation. Significant correlations were observed among the amounts of certain structural lipids and physiological traits. The heat tolerance of Wendtner was associated with a decreased amount of PE, an increased amount of ASG, and a greater ability to decrease the degree of unsaturation. And the results from this research suggest that compositional changes in the lipid profile in response to high temperature stress contribute to heat tolerance, and molecular species of PE and ASG can be potential biomarkers for heat tolerance. With that, I would like to thank you all, and I would be happy to take any questions you may have. Thank you.
Okay. We have about 2 minutes for questions.
Yes. Genetic variation for... Yeah, okay. No, not yet. In fact, the membrane lipid profiling through ESIMS is kind of a time-consuming process. So at this moment, I don't think that I can say that it's a high-throughput method for screening thousands and thousands of lines. So at present, we were concentrating on a tolerant genotype and a susceptible genotype. Yeah. Yes?
Do you plan to see the effect on seed yield?
Seed yield?
Yeah, the differential yield.
Differences in yield, which is associated with membrane lipid profile changes? Yeah, yes. That's what I saw in the previous slide.